Track 9. The Sports Pavilion. This side of the park has long been devoted to sports. By 1900, the park had 4 gymnasia, 32 cricket pitches, 37 free tennis courts and a bowling green. Many accomplished sports people have played here over the years, including the world champion tennis player Fred Perry, who practiced here in the 1940s. The Victoria Park Harriers have had athletics meetings here since 1926, and some events attracted thousands of spectators. Linda Plenty.
Well, us children at school, that's where we used to have our sports day over there. I used to be a good runner. When the boys years ago used to play kiss chase, I didn't realise that they had to catch her. I used to beat them all. I was so slow. When we was over there, we used to have to take our packed lunch, and there used to be one tree in the middle of it. It used to be a bit green in the middle of the track with one tree. So we'd all try and see if we can get to that tree so we could sit there, because it used to be really hot.
Terry Willits.
Well, you know, you had your football games, and then if you was good enough during the weeks, you were, you know, good at football, you was then selected for East London. Dad would come and see you Saturday morning, you know. And why didn't you put that ball up the wing and all? It kept you all interested, you see.
Henry John Bradley.
I remember when I was a little boy, we used to... No one could afford to buy a push bike then, those days. You had to go and borrow one. A place in Cambridge East Road, old bloke named Solly, he used to lend out bikes, see, at Frotman's and that 3 pence an hour. So when he got back, it was miles past the hour, and we used to wait, see he'd gone in the shop, and put our bike outside the door and scoops.
This open area of the park has also hosted many travelling fairs, which always attract large crowds of excited children and young people.
There used to be the fair over there as well, regularly.
Yes, there was quite a few fairs there.
The fairs used to be over there for 2 weeks. They'd arrive, say, on Saturday or Sunday, on Monday. They'd open up on a Thursday. The following week, on the Saturday, they would have firework display.
Dorothy Lloyd.
Because we couldn't afford to go in then. But the children used to come and watch it all being built up. You know, that was interesting.
Hilda Slee.
They were the normal fairs, you know, rolling pennies down a little chute thing. You put it in the ridge and it would roll down and stop on a square. And if it was tuppence or threepence or five, you got that much back. All sorts of things like that. And chairs that you sat in that went round on chains. Hated it. Didn't like it. I never did it again. Frightened the wits out of me.
Yeah, the big amusements, the heavy dangerous things was always in the middle. You know, the bingo at one end, and which was called Owsy then. And I used to work on the bumper cars and the waltzer and the whip. You know, sort of stand on the back of the cars taking people's change and giving them change back. And the greatest thing in the fairground then, giving change, was something called the tap. So if someone gave you, say, a 10-shilling note and you had to take, you know, sort of 2 shillings out of it, they needed 4 2-shillings back. So you used to put it in there and you used to go 1, 2, 3. And every time you threw the money in, it would make a tapping noise. And the last one, you just used to tap, but not leave it in their hand. So they had 4 2-shillings. Because they heard the 4 taps, they put it in their pockets, and that was the tap.
Vivi Lax, a local historian, is a collector of Yiddish songs from the East End Jewish community.
I came across this song because it was collected by a man called Derek Reed, who's a friend of mine, and he collected it from a woman in Liverpool, although it's a song about London. He collected it from someone in Liverpool when she learnt it when she was 8. In 1898, so it's a very old song, and she probably learnt it from her uncle, who was a travelling salesman. It's written in Yiddish, and Yiddish was the language that was spoken by the Jews in Eastern Europe, and from the 1880s onwards, there was a huge influx of Jews into, initially, the East End of London, and they spoke Yiddish there. And Victoria Park was dubbed their playground, because it was the closest to the East End and it was a big park. It was very beloved by people in the East End who didn't have green spaces and didn't have spaces to play. Well, the song is really just describing people in the park, and it describes various characters. And the Yiddish way of describing people is rather humorous. So it's sort of got Red Benny, probably red hair or red face or a communist even. It's got Fatty Annie. It's got, it describes people if they're spotty or, you know, in ways that you wouldn't particularly want to be described. So it mentions all these people and people going around with their wives and people sort of lolling about on the ground, sort of canoodling, and it just mentions all these people, including people running around looking for a job as well, which obviously was a very large part of people's working in these days. It's hard to find jobs.
London wird jetzt stark geläubt. Victoria Park, Victoria Park. Wer wollt du's gegläubt in Victoria Park? A proste Garten, aber stark. Victoria Park, Victoria Park. A Porte mit a groben Kerk. In Victoria Park. Jede Reine rät euch die Beine. Er fällt auf Steine, er verliert die Zeine. Er liegt in Choppet, findet nur das Kappet. Man läuft versoppet in Victoria Park. Jutke geht mit Rachel sei wach. Victoria Park, Victoria Park. Sie ein Ski, in er ein Sock. In Victoria Park. Nachman begeit mit sein Wab. Victoria Park, Victoria Park. Landsleit sichern dort ein Job. In Victoria Park. Dort geht Reite, am Reut bin Litte. Sie ist die Dritte, sie wohnt in City. Am Reuter Benny, die Gruppe Annie, die gestippelte Fanny. In Victoria Park. Am Meidl Tizion, sie geil. Victoria Park, Victoria Park. Ihr Hosen will